And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Okay, boys, I just sent over Exhibit A of a summary of what happened in my season. As you can see, there was an obvious collusion, undermining of both myself and the league, and seeing that both Greg and Derek worked together in conjunction to the detriment of the league and to my team. And it makes sense now. It makes sense why Greg wanted me to trade Big Ben and Hopkins. It makes sense why, you know, all of these decisions that I made, that I greenlit, Greg has all his fingerprints on, and he was behind it all with Derek. And they're out there having a few pops, giving a thumbs up, having a good time. I know that's the way it goes. So you guys think I'm over-sensationalizing things. There's Exhibit A. Now, for the record, I know Burke gave MVP strike one. So this is very obvious to me that this is a disrespect. So this should be a strike two. And for Greg, I think he should be under probation, or a council should get together to figure out what the next course of action is for him. You know, I message him, and he's like my sister. He's not trying to even hear me. He's not trying to reach out. You know, like, he's just like, fuck that. I made my move, and you're not privy to my answer. So, you know, that's the lesson I get every time, you know, whether it is being a good owner, co-owner, inviting people in, you know, doing things for other friends. And then they, you know, shout out to Pearson. I mean, he, you know, next thing you know, he calls me goofy fucker all those years, and no one tells me in my face. It's a big joke. Ha, ha, ha. It's just so interesting, man. The guys I hang out with, I'm just their punching bag. They love it. They love the fact that they can just come at me, you know, talk shit with me, and then go right behind my back and talk shit. I mean, it's a very comforting feeling to know you have friends like that. They just love you that much that they just make fun of you at every turn. So, I mean, I don't see anything happening here. I mean, you know, I hope Burke takes notice. I mean, I feel like that kid that just went crazy with the bullying, and just got, all of a sudden, he got $60,000 in his pocket. I need to do like a GoFundMe and talk about how MVP Realty just emotionally traumatized me for all these years, and get some money, you know? I mean, I need all the fucking money, because I'm not getting it from fantasy football, you know? I'm not getting it from here. You know, all this stuff, man. I'm bullied. I definitely should start a GoFundMe, man, because I need all the help I can get. You fucking guys are just so ignorant to this reality, and I got to show it in your face so you understand it. So, anywho, here we are, man. Playoff times. This is the guys that thought they were big time. Let's see how big time they really are. And what a weird week, man. It was really cool seeing Buffalo out there. That reminded me when I was a little kid playing in the hood up in Connecticut in Bridgeport. It was just like you go to the park and it was so much fucking snow everywhere. You tackling people, snot coming out of your nose, right? It's just so fucking cold. Your hands just get tired of hitting that snow, and it's fucking freezing, but you got to man up, and you tackle football. It's no two-hand touch and fucking diving and plowing into like 4 or 5 inches of snow. I mean, that's just a fucking thing, man. It definitely brings you back memories seeing that game out there, huh, Maddie? Room for those boys up there. But, oh, well, I mean, you squeaked one out. Donnie, I mean, Maddie, you know, hasn't been scoring as many points, man. He kind of came down the stretch losing a lot of steam there with just the points and the team in general, man. And it finally came back to bite you here. Even though Carson Wentz, though, Maddie, gave you 38 points. And I'm depressed right now because at my other league, I had the bye week and I had him. So, whoops, there goes my season. I mean, that's it for me. I mean, for the guy that was averaging 30 points a game, it's done now. I'm over, and I whatever. It's done for me. But yeah, outside of him, I mean, DeMarco Murray was so inconsistent this year. He'll give you 1 week 17 points, another one, you know, 7. Right now, he gave you 4.7. Deion Lewis, you just don't know the flavor of New England. You know, those running backs, man, it could be Burkhead, Lewis. What's the other guy, man? He got like a three-head running back game, and they just use him whenever. A.J. Green, what a disappointment has been this year overall, especially after signing that contract. He didn't do anything for you. Fitzgerald's good, but he was really good, solid this year, man. But for some reason, man, once Carson Palmer went down, just that production went down altogether. And, you know, and I figured the same thing for Hopkins. But, you know, that wasn't another story. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, with Carson Palmer going down and Larry Fitzgerald just not getting the consistent points that he would get beforehand. And, boy, Cameron Brake. Ooh, yeah, that's a big losing bracket there over in Tampa Bay. I don't know what's going on there. But, you know, things got to change in Tampa big time. There's nothing that can be done at this stage other than just get rid of the coach, bring in some new players, keep some core players, obviously Evans and Winston, but we have to redo the whole thing down there. Vikings defense, you just had a bad outing at Carolina, and Gostkowski was okay for you. But 86 points in comparison to Donnie with Tom Brady, a little bit lower than normal, but they usually struggle against Miami, I should say, especially in Miami. That's one thing about Tom Brady. Like, Miami does give him a good run every time, it seems like. And, of course, you know, Gurley came through, Julio Jones came through, and that's essentially what you needed. Duke Johnson came through, and then everyone just chipped in a little bit. Even the Titans defense, which is a good pickup there at Arizona. I'm not a fan of picking defenses on the road. I try to stay away from it. Excuse me. But, yeah, you did a good job there, buddy. So, 92 points, man. But, you know, as you go into it next week, you're going to have to step up your game. Because that fucking, if you're not scoring 100-plus points against these monsters coming up, man, we have no fucking chance. All right, next up. I've been ignoring MVP. I don't want to talk to the guy, and I was so excited about his demise, and you know, last time I talked to him was Saturday. I said, okay, you know, he's a little too excited. You know, MVP, the one thing I like about MVP, he's always busy, right? He's always doing like 10,000 things, and he never reaches out. So I'm real happy when I don't hear from him. But oh boy, come Fantasy Football Sunday, he makes an effort like no other. It's from the beginning, and I just ignore him. I really do, and he knows I ignore him. Because it's like, well, why am I going to talk to you? There's nothing to talk about. You know, you're here in the playoffs, and I'm not. So I'm not going to fucking entertain you. You know, you're not going to have me. I'm not going to say anything to you, D. I'm not. It's like, what can I say? You know, I'm not a talk smack. And next thing you know, you give me the morning run, right? And then you kind of go quiet as usual. And then it comes the afternoon. Screenshot. Oh, it's a score. He's running away with it. And I'll be honest, I was so disappointed. I was scratching my head like, oh, no, this can't be true. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at these scores, and I'm like, wow, Crowell, former Woods and Minnow, DeAndre Hopkins, look at this fucking guy. And I'm just scratching my head, and this is just on Sunday. And then I know Big Ben, I was telling this to A-Train, I was like, he's the first quarterback that had three straight 500 games in the NFL. Before Monday night, I'm like, oh my fucking God, this guy decided to stink it up the first season when I had him, and then all of a sudden he's just lining shit up, which is the Ben I thought he'd be. And you know, that's the reason I lost to Big Ben last year in the championship. It wasn't because it was Big Ben destroyed me, and the fucking guy just woke up halfway through the year. All those concussions just must have been subdued, and he just went fucking ape shit. And goodness, I mean, you see Jordan Howard coming through. Crowell, the guy that I traded. I traded him, Crowell, and McFadden for Tariq Cohen. And I know there was like an uproar about that. I mean, this is really, if MVP goes on to win the championship, I mean, this is like Herschel Walker type of trade. You know, it was just totally like dummy stuff on my end. I mean, and it was Greg. It was all Greg. thumbing it up, smiling like with that smirk, like we fucking got you, you piece of shit, motherfuckers. You, I knew it. I fucking knew it. Something was up. Something was up, guys. And I want ramifications. I'm Jerry Jones in this bitch. You know, trying to get Roger Goodell out of there. I mean, I'm trying to get MVP out of this one. You guys figure it out. All right? Because guys like that can't, we can't deal with people that are going to damage the integrity of the league. I mean, we can't have any collusion going on. Can't have any of that stuff going on. This is not how it works. You know, we don't have a democracy. We have an oligarchy, okay? So let's keep it a democracy in the fantasy football world, huh? This is disgusting, Derek. 145 points. My boy Diesel didn't even show up. You know, McCown broke his hand, gave him negative points. He was crying, by the way, man. It's like, you know, felt bad for the guy. Every year he's having a cry fest. He knows his days are over, man. Oh, man, Ingram, what happened? Dude, you just didn't show up. You couldn't give him 15 like you usually do? Mike Evans, you know, fuck you and everybody in Tampa. I stopped giving my time to those fucking guys. You know, Kenyon Drake was solid. Jimmy Graham, 0 points. Unbelievable. What an ugly game out there in Jacksonville. Fucking unbelievable. Guys are throwing beers. You know, players are trying to go into the stands. I mean, it's just fucking crazy, man. You got to do something about that. I'll tell you that. I mean, those fucking fans, NFL, I mean, they're fucking idiots. That's one thing about college football, man. Those fans are great. College kids just having fun. You know, ain't no beer thrown at anybody. It's more classy in that regard. NFL, man, you go to the games, good fucking luck. You know? You have a bunch of rednecks, bunch of losers, bunch of hood thugs out there, right? And you know, you just have a mayhem all together. And it's just you're ready for a fight. You know, I tell you what, I know if I was going to fight these days, I'd get into jiu-jitsu. I know this guy was telling me, man, you know, you ought to go rolling, man. It'll be the, I'm like, fuck yeah, I will go rolling. Give me a fucking 5 o'clock class and I'll go rolling. There's no doubt about it. I want to fucking punch a few guys and put them in, choke a few guys out. I'm not going to say any names. They know who they are. I'd love to go rolling, give up that basketball and go get some MMA in me. Fuck yeah. I would love to take it out. MVP. Fucking asshole. I'm not even going to say anything more, man. It's just, you know, that's the way it goes. You know, we're not going to talk about anybody else. We all don't matter. We're fucking stuck, you know? I mean, what the fuck do you expect? I told you, I'm not going to fucking talk about fucking teams that didn't fucking win. We didn't win. We didn't fucking win. So the previews here looks like, Donnie, congratulations. You beat Big Maddie, and now you get Sweet Ron. Now, the one thing about Ron, though, he only scored 80-something points, so this is a chink in his armor. You know, that was something that was exposed this week, Ron. You and your mystery partner. You know, I don't even know if Armin is – who is he? I want to know. You got to have pictures, guys. I don't fucking know. I got to go Google you. I think you work for Drive, you know, Fantasy Kings or something. Dual Fan, whatever the fucking daily fantasy stuff is. You're somebody special. You're somebody that matters. Ron couldn't do this on his own. I know that. Anyway, you're looking at 118 preview versus 95. So the stat line, Vegas, Donnie Vegas, it says you're going to lose by 22 points, man. And Sweet Ron's got the advantage in 7 positions over 3. Ugh. Yeah, I mean, you know, we all know the Ronimal is fucking kicking ass and taking names. And the last time you guys played, whoa, I mean, he just totally destroyed you, 49-106. So, okay, I mean, it's, well, Donnie, it was a good year. It really was. You know, you did 8-5. I mean, you know, you have some good players there, but not enough firepower. You needed a little bit more help, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. This is like NCAA basketball, man, college tournament. You don't know what's going to happen. Next up, right here in the quarterfinals, or the semifinals, I should say, is MVP, the cheater, versus Don't Like It Sue Me. And right now, they give the advantage to MVP Realty. I mean, you kidding me, right? All right, whatever. And then he'll have Gronk back. And, I mean, he didn't even have Gronk. Oh, gosh. God damn. Russell Wilson, Kareem Hunt. I'm looking at this. How they're giving Crowell the advantage over Derrick Henry. Goodness gracious. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think this is closer for sure. You definitely have a situation here where it looks like MVP looks loaded. But, you know, I like A-Train's team, man. I mean, when you have Antonio Brown in the house and MVP, don't worry about it. I had Big Ben last year going against Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, I did end up losing with him. My fault. It was the other way around. Oh, I'm just so disgusted. But I'm hoping you pull it out, man. I'm hoping that Russell Wilson goes for 40, Kareem Hunt goes for 30, and then Antonio Brown gets zero, and then Big Ben just gets knocked out of the fucking game. I mean, that's really, Antonio Brown go for 15, and then Big Ben has a jammed hand out of the game. And I really do. I really hope that's the case. So, I mean, that's it, guys. When it comes to this thing, I don't want to hear from MVP. I gave you the evidence. I showed you exactly what he did. You know, I have all the text messages. So, Burke, you got to do something about this. You know, you just can't let this shit fly. You can't let this shit go without any ramifications. You got to give him a call. This is totally unacceptable. So, I am rooting for you, A-Train. I am rooting for Ron. I am rooting for Donnie. I'm rooting for everyone and anyone that is playing against MVP. I threw the middle curse at him, and I hope it sticks, because we just can't have guys like him representing the league in a championship form. We just can't.
Now, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and fucking tired of an 8-10 record. I'm fucking tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to fuck around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not. Now, I'm going to fucking guarantee you that if we don't play up there Monday night, you're going to believe the next four fucking days. Now, I am not here to get my ass beat on Monday. Now, you better fucking understand that right now. This is absolute fucking bullshit. Now, I'll fucking run your ass right into the ground. I mean, I'll fucking run you. You'll think last night was a fucking picnic. I had to sit around for a fucking year with an 8-10 record in this fucking league. And I mean, you will not put me in that fucking position again, or you will goddamn pay for it like you can't fucking believe.